across the Blue Ridge Mountains. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I never expect to see you anymore. I thought I heard the freight train blowing. I thought I heard that freight train blowing. I thought I heard the freight train blowing, and I never expect to hear it blow no more. I'm leaving here this Monday morning. I'm leaving here this Monday morning. I'm leaving here this Monday morning, and I never expect to see you anymore. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountain. My home's across the Blue Ridge Mountain. My home.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by 100 Nickel, providing live music, bowling, and arcade in Broomfield, Colorado at Chipper's Lanes, offering a new concert experience that includes bowling and arcade. Ticketed information available at 100nickel.com.
When you make a contribution to community-powered KGNU anytime during the Spring Fun Drive, March 5th through 13th, you will automatically be entered into a drawing to win a pair of three-day passes with on-site camping to Rocky Grass 2022, the 50th Anniversary Festival, July 29th through the 31st. Sustainers of local radio, solar members, will automatically be entered into this drawing. Go to kgnu.org for complete contest details and more. Support from listeners like you makes everything we do at KGNU possible. Thank you.
Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening, and I am pleased to have with me in the studio Sanford Barron, or Barron?
Barron.
Barron, Sanford Barron, who's going to help me make it through the hour, and we have a goal of $240, so we hope to be able to make that this evening. What I'm going to do tonight, the definition of ragtime starts out, a written definition that I've seen, a fairly original definition, says a piece written for piano. And most rags were originally written for piano. However, all sorts of people who have taken ragtime and enjoyed it wound up playing it on instruments other than the piano. And so we're going to feature tonight ragtime on alternate instruments. And we did this a few years ago and actually put out a CD of our own that we sent to people who were generous enough to commit to KGNU. And so we're going to be drawing from that, but I'm going to ask if you can name these instruments when they play, and then we'll tell you afterwards what they were. Keep you in suspense.
Well, it sounds like a great show, Jack. And, well, your shows are always great.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I know we have a lot of supporters that regularly listen to your show, and sure, they're appreciative. And for those who have listened before and our brand new. Go to kgnu.org and show your support.
Yes, yes. It's all done online these days. So give us a click, as they say. And kgnu.org is the place to go. And once you get to that site, you won't have any trouble finding where you can go to actually make your contribution.
I haven't scientifically timed it, but I think it doesn't take more than a minute and a half to get through filling out that form. Maybe even quicker. Just depends how fast of a typer you are.
I see. Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
So not really a lot of time to do it.
No.
Pretty easy.
No, I would say not. So, all right. Well, very good. Well, why don't we just kick this off with a couple of mystery instruments, I guess, and you can name them if you can. The first piece we're going to play is Dill Pickles by Charles L. Johnson, and we'll follow that off with The Chrysanthemum by Scott Joplin. Thank you. Well, we don't want to leave you in suspense here. So Dill Pickles was played by Bob Becker on the xylophone, and Chrysanthemum by Scott Joplin was played by Kerry Larson on the mandolin. So there's two examples of ragtime on alternate instruments. Well, we work down here for no pay, and we enjoy the volunteering because we appreciate the music and we want to present the music to the public. But at the same time, we want to support this station as well. And so I am making a pledge right here and now to support KGNU because I believe in what they do. And I appreciate the fact that they have supported me over the years, and I have tried to support them in return. So anyway, that's our first contribution.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Jack. I mean, you've contributed so much over the years, and I know we all the DJs and other people associated with the station, all of our core volunteers, we all generously donate in many, many ways and really appreciate your contribution.
Well, I hope it will encourage others to step forward at this time.
Right.
To keep ragtime on the air.
Keep ragtime on the air, but so many other just rich shows. Expand your artistic horizons. We have live DJs here. You know, these are not robots. I think you're live, aren't you, over there? Yeah, I think you are.
I think I are.
who have full creative control over the playlists. And, boy, the playlists you put together are so unique. I don't even think, like, an artificial intelligence or a robot could possibly do it anyway.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if that was a compliment. But, yeah, KGNU.org. Jack started us off with a contribution. Now it's your turn to support the station, to support this great show, KGNU.org.
Okay, and having said that, maybe we'll pull up a couple more instruments here. Let's listen to St. Louis Tickle, written by Theron Bennett, and the Paragon Rag, written by Scott Joplin. And you see if you can identify what instruments they are. Thank you. Well, here we have St. Louis Tickle, as played by a five-string banjo, but it's plucked with bare fingers rather than metal picks like most five-string banjos are played. And this is the style of five-string banjo playing at the beginning of the 20th century, long before, before Earl Scruggs was born, that's for sure. And we followed that off with Paragon Rag, as played by E. Power Biggs on the pedal harpsichord. And unlike a piano, a harpsichord is actually plucked. The strings are plucked, so it's a different instrument altogether. Well, you have an announcement to make.
Yes, sir. I do. We have a thank you here. We would like to thank Pete in Martinsville, Virginia, listening and donating at kgnu.org and becoming a new member tonight. And I would mention his favorite show is Ragtime America.
Well, bless you, Pete. We've corresponded, and I really appreciate this. So thank you very, very much.
Yeah, a lot of folks regularly listen to the station, and many people give back, and now is your opportunity. Just go to kgnu.org and help support the shows that you love and just help support the station in general.
I want to make special comment about the real-time coverage during the... Marshall fire.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the Marshall fire. I couldn't think of the word. But I was scheduled to be on the air, and I was told that I probably ought not to come in because there's going to be so much traffic and stuff going on that I'd just get in the way. So I didn't come in that night, and... the person who was supposed to follow me went on air early and stayed late and kept the thing going and making reports all the time, playing music in between. She did an absolutely marvelous job. Mm. And it's an example, I think, of when we say celebrate people power and partnering with KGNU in making this service possible for the community. That was an outstanding example of people power.
Exactly. As the station, we have volunteers that are part of the community. So we have the community running the station for the community. Indeed.
Yeah. So.
Right. So support us. Support KGNU and the wonderful programming, both news and music. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. KGNU.org. It'll only take you a minute and a half to make your contribution.
Yeah, yeah. And we really appreciate that. Keep us on the air. And, I guess he said it already, so...
No, yeah, you can't... I mean, we can't say enough about... Us volunteers and DJs cannot say enough good about the station, so no. You can say it.
Yeah, well, I have long said to people that if you listen to KGNU long enough, you'll hear some musical form that will probably offend you.
Yes, I that still does for me.
Yeah, but... That's just an example of the many areas that we cover. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad you're here tonight, and I'm hoping that nothing that I'm playing is offending you.
No, it's a great show. We have a goal tonight of $240. We're well on our way, and we have, about a half an hour for all of you to get on your computer and go to kgnu.org and help us make that goal. We would really appreciate it.
And here we're going to move on right now. Here's a piece called Creole Bells, as written by J. Bodewald Lampa. And we'll follow that with a piece that everybody knows from 1899, The Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. But you need to identify the musical instruments that both of these are using. So here we go.
Thank you. music you find on community-powered KGNU is powerful. Always there for you, music on KGNU offers you a refuge of inspiration, passion, creativity, and heart. Whether you prefer the melodic harmonies on the morning sound alternative, or the beats and energy on the afternoon sound alternative, or the eclectic mix of specialty music shows we offer throughout the week, you'll find the comfort of a familiar song and the excitement of new discoveries here on KGNU. That's why KGNU's wide variety of music is so valuable. No matter what's happening in your life, you'll find songs that resonate with you. The music on KGNU reflects the emotions and events of a given time and offers a connection to memorable events in the past. That's why it's so important that KGNU continues to be that refuge for you and for everyone on the Front Range. It's why your financial support today to KGNU is so important. Make a difference now at kgnu.org, and thank you.
We say this often, but only because it's the single most important fact about KGNU. Everything you count on from KGNU, trusted news, in-depth conversations, podcasts, counts in turn on your support. In these moments of challenge, possibility, and progress, the KGNU you know and trust and count on is more relevant to your life than ever. And that means your generous support today for our mission is more necessary and powerful than ever. KGNU is here embracing each day with freshly inspired energy, and members like you are the force that powers us all towards a better tomorrow. I ask you to meet these momentous times with your generous support so that KGNU can meet all those who follow. Be powerful. Be remarkable. Give now. Go to kgnu.org and thank you.
All right. Well, we heard a couple pieces here. We started it off with Creole Bells. That was David Peterson on the Hammered Dulcimer. And we followed that with the Maple Leaf Rag, of course, and that was Paul Hurst on the harp. Not a tiny little harp, but the kind that stands on the floor. And it was actually a nice rendition of that, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have?
Yeah, I've got a couple of thank yous here. I'm amazed at how wide your audience is all across the nation. So Lee Amazonas in Berkeley, California.
Yes, Lee.
Lee, right, contributed. And he says, I look forward to Ragtime America every week, either live on air or on the much appreciated podcast. And I think he's referring to After FM. Is that what you think the podcast is?
It may be a she.
Oh, it might be a she.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, well, excuse me, Lee.
And I'm sorry, my memory is failing me, so I'm not altogether positive. But whatever gender you are, we say thank you very, very much.
Right. And also received a note here, an email from Bonnie. And she says, Dear Jack, I love listening every week. I upped my pledge earlier today. I'm a long solar and listener member. Thanks for your music every week. In hearing your voice,
oh.
Cheers me.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
That's good.
And I'm always impressed. I know I've worked with you a couple of times during our drives of people just across the nation. Well, how many Ragtime shows are there?
There are, specifically Ragtime, there are two that I'm aware of. This one. And there's one in Columbia, Missouri as well.
Right. And yours has been on over 30 years.
Over 40 years.
Okay. Whoa. Over 40 years.
Yeah.
So over the course of time, I'm sure you've developed an audience. So people, I think, really appreciate your work and just appreciate the types of things that we're able to offer here on KGNU. You can support us at kgnu.org.
Yes, you can. And we encourage that.
We encourage that. I'm very impressed, by the way, with your show tonight. And I think it's a testament to Ragtime itself that it really sounds so good on different instruments. You know, kind of fascinating to hear it. It's normally, as you say, you hear it on piano, maybe orchestra, but hearing it on other instruments, it's just a Ragtime. It's a testament to the genre itself.
It is. It is. And it's become popular around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started right here in Missouri.
Yeah, support that music and support what we're doing here at KGNU, kgnu.org.
Yes, and now's the time to give us a click.
Right. By the way, I mentioned everyone who contributes is entered into a drawing to win a pair of tickets with camping to the 2022 Rocky Grass Music Festival. Wow. Is that going to happen in person? Obviously it is.
Yes. So, yeah, it is.
So, wow. I mean, for no other reason, do that. It'd be amazing if you were able to win that.
Yeah. If you were out of state and considering taking a summer vacation, you could come out here and go to Rocky Grass.
And beautiful Boulder, Lions, and it would be amazing.
Yeah.
So, KGNU.org.
Yep, yep. And having said that, let's listen to a couple of others. These may be a little more challenging for you. I certainly hope so. We'll hear Swipesy Cakewalk from 1900 by Arthur Marshall, and we'll follow that with Possum and Taters by Charles Hunter from the same year. And good luck on these.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I went a little bit beyond here, but that's all right. We started this off with Swipesy Cakewalk. That was Mary Frances Herndon, who is a professional whistler and has recorded. We followed that, Possum and Taters by Charles Hunter. That was Knocky Parker playing the Celeste. And then I didn't announce this ahead of time, but I'm sure you recognized that it was the Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. And that is Ken Kawai on the ukulele. And Ken is Japanese and lives in Japan, but somehow learned this on the ukulele. So that's pretty impressive, I think.
That's very impressive.
And I've got one more to go, but we have a couple of thank
yous. Yeah, a couple of thank yous here. Fred in La Crescenta, California.
Yes.
Did you know Fred?
I know Fred well,
okay.
Yes.
And he listens online at kgnu.org and declares ragtime forever. Now that's the spirit.
Hallelujah, Fred. I believe it. Thank you very, very much.
And we also have a thank you for some folks who are local, Judy and Dick Fritz in Longmont.
Yes, yes. Thank
you. Made a contribution. Ragtime America and the Roots of Jazz are their favorite programs.
Well, thank you very much. We have corresponded. She sent me some email questions and things like that, so I appreciate that very much. Thanks, Judy, and thanks, Dick.
I've been trying to guess along as you've been playing. I've mostly got these right now. On the whistling, I guessed it was a trained meadowlark. I guess I was really wrong on that one.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, maybe. Well, okay. I got most of them right.
Yeah, you did. You did.
KGNU.org. We still have 7 minutes. It'd be lovely for you to get on and make a click. And support this wonderful program and station.
Yes, I agree. We're going to get one more mystery instrument here, and then we'll come back and give our thank yous. Oh, Well, most of you probably got that one. That was a synthesizer, possibly a Moog synthesizer. I'm not sure, but it was an electronic instrument. And
yeah, I mean, even though synthesizers can sound sort of cold, I think playing ragtime, they just sound great.
Yeah, sounded pretty good.
Sounded pretty good.
That was The Cascades by Scott Joplin, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're just about out of time here, but there is enough time to give us a click.
Just wanted to mention, just really appreciate the support that has come in, and we have made our goal tonight.
Yes.
But even so, there's 3 minutes left. You can still go to kgnu.org and make a contribution. Only take you 1 minute and 30 seconds or less.
And I might even still be on the air by the time you're finished.
That would be great. Do we have any more music for a minute and a half? No.
No, we really don't. But I want to thank all the people who have contributed this evening. It feels really good to be able to say that we made our goal.
Indeed.
Depending on the weather, depending on what sort of athletic event is going on in Boulder, sometimes we don't make those goals. Tonight we did.
We did. Just wonderful to feel the spirit of community.
Yes.
Here in Boulder, but also nationwide. People really appreciating ragtime and also just appreciating what KGNU offers. KGNU.org, you can just go and make a click.
Yep, yep. Well, Sanford, I want to thank you very, very much. We've worked together two or three times now, and I think we do well together.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, and I'm always learning something new. That's for sure. So,
well, we want to go through life always learning something new.
There you go. So, you can teach an old dog new tricks, I guess. KGNU.org. There's 30 seconds left.
Yep.
You can do it.
You can do it. And I hope you'll join us in a couple of weeks. We won't be here next week because we do New Orleans-style music next week. But we'll be back in 2 weeks, and as usual, and look forward to you listening in. So thank you very kindly. And having said that, the following show will be here in about 30 seconds.
Right. And if you want to listen to the show tonight, which was a fabulous show, go to After FM, and you can get there through the KGNU website.
Yes.
And listen to other great shows that Jack has done over the years.
Yeah. AfterFM.com.
AfterFM.com.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. And we are KGNU.org. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Holiday everywhere, for the Jones family has a brand new heir. He's the joy heaven sent, and they proudly present Mr. Franklin D.